And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. We're visiting with my guest, Mr. L.B. Bork, and we were talking about existentialism and about the lack of standard and values. And how do you see standards and values and morals from your point of view?
Oh, they're in the crapper. There aren't any. That's what I was trying to impress by saying that people don't think they have to pay their bills anymore because there is no money. But again, it's just going to destroy the little guys. And of course, the big guys get bailed out, and the system's working perfectly.
And, you know, I remember at the turn of the last century, you know, the capitalists, you know, the Rockefellers and the, you know, the Fords and those people saying, you know, don't give us thinkers. We want workers. And, you know, basically, you know, they wanted the schools to dumb down the system. And people are so dumbed down now, they wouldn't know a liar if they saw him. And one of my favorite liars right now to rant about is this Newt Gingrich. You know, this guy, he's the farthest thing from a conservative you could ever imagine. I mean, this is the guy who was one of the swing votes back in 1974. He voted for the, you know, federalization of the public school system. And then in the early 90s, I think it was in 92, he voted for the general agreement on trade and tariffs. Then afterward, he kind of came out like Joe Biden did after Obamacare. This is a big deal. This gives away sovereignty of the United States. This gives control over all our corporations to some unnamed international consortium out here, you know. And he was all excited about internationalizing the world. So he's not a conservative at all. He's a true internationalist. But, I mean, how can anybody believe a guy who's, you know, well, obviously he's been married three times. So, I mean, he doesn't. And who would want a fat, ugly, old, gray-haired piece of, like him? I mean, you know, for him to get a woman that's 20 years younger than him, yeah, it just shows you how corrupt and how valueless our society really is, you know.
Yeah, he should be president, though, you know.
Oh, yeah, we should make this, I mean, you know, it's like a contest to see who's the smoothest liar. It's the one who can change his views the most and piss off the least people or something. You know, the guy who, you know, maintains the same views and sticks by him for 30 years running, you know, tells him, you know, why the financial system's going to fail when you run it like this. And, of course, you know, as I've said before, they want it like that because they want it to fail because they want more power. And, you know, this whole financial system's just another way for them to get it, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. My whole thing has been don't participate. They've given us a way out, and people need to change their paradigms, shift their thinking to, you know, make ways to get out of the system and not participate in it, because it will take you down eventually. And that's one reason I got into the research I did, is because I had a business, and it started, you know, I started waking up to what was going on 15 years ago. You know, it's impossible if you're a small businessman to get anywhere. And
I realized when I was in business that, you know, my biggest competitor was the government. And, you know, the biggest thief was the government. And the biggest problem I had was the government. The business, it's easy to buy something and sell it for a little bit more than you buy it for, but by the time you figure in all the taxes, there's no way you can support all these tax entities and hope to make any money and deliver anything of any kind of value to your customer. It just doesn't work. You know, there's just too much drag on the economy. And the only guy, you know, at the debates who'll get up and say it's Ron Paul. They said, well, how will you create jobs? And he said, I'll get government out of the way. And everybody goes, yay! And it never happens.
That's going to happen.
They never get government out of the way. They just put more and more restrictions and more duties and more tariffs and more taxes on everything.
We're on break. We're on break, Phil. Break.
I never heard it.
Yeah. Yeah, time's flying.
about microplastics. I've been waiting for the break, but I never heard it.
Yeah. I barely heard it.
It's dragging for me.
Is it?
I need to take a leak.
I got my coffee so strong, I'm sitting here freaking.
But how did your voice all of a sudden get so much louder than the music?
I don't know.
It's like I've swapped channels, like the music swapped channels with you or something.
I didn't touch anything.
No, I'm just saying, like the producer swapped channels or something.
You're not blaming me, but.
No.
Hey, RBN listeners. By now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
And back to Positively Unconstitutional. My guest today is Mr. L.B. Bork of the People's Awareness Coalition. And L.B., you know, you've been saying that in your mind, and you know, the reason that I keep, you know, bringing you on the show is that in my mind, and is that the only way to remedy the situation is not to participate in the insurgent government and the de facto government in this new political body that they've created.
Yeah. Someone just made me aware that we were live during the break, so even though the commercial was playing, people could hear us, so oh well.
Well, you know,
We didn't say too
much. I think our producer took a potty break. I needed one too. Should have taken one.
Oh well, not that big a deal. Anyway, participation in the system, and like you said earlier, the perspectives of PAC are the three aspects of how you acquiesce to the system. Is one, just outright voting, taking and participating in this government. And there's a lot of people out there that ignore this fact. For instance, Oath Keepers and the people that are pushing this, the sheriff's programs, are tending to ignore what's happened with the 14th Amendment. And like the police said a while back, there is no political solution. We're just spirits in a material world, and that's, you know, of course, what they've established. And there is a political solution, but it isn't participating in their system, which dominates, not only America, but throughout the world. And people that participate are acquiescing to it. Okay.
How do they get the United States recognized as a country internationally?
It's just the system they established under international law. I really think...
It's through conquest, isn't it? Through World War II? Through us winning the war?
No, it's always been a country in regard to treaties. It's just a principle they've established under federation states. Again, this is my belief and principle that I've come up with based on my research, but there's a difference between law of nations and international law. International law is the body of bullshit they came up with that, is basically part and parcel to what they've established under the New World Order. I've got a book here. I'll have to pull it out. I don't want to quote it. It has to do with international law and world order, New World Order, something like that. I'll get it during the next break and read the exact title. It's put out by West Publishing. But, the Law of Nations is a body of principles, and it's all derived from the Roman Empire. You know, things haven't changed in thousands of years, nothing new under the sun. But international law is basically principles and concepts they've come up with. And if you go into Black's Law Dictionary, for example, and look at Black's Fourth specifically, there's a case in there where the Supreme Court actually said that in regard to treaties, the United States are the states of such country. I'm paraphrasing again. Let me look it up here. Go on. I'll look up the exact language. And this is how they're tricky in what they do the way they trick and deceive people. Here it is. It's under country in Black's Fourth. The word country, as used in treaties made by the United States government, insofar as it applies to the United States, means the states of such country. So that's their double speak, or they're, talking out both sides of their mouth, saying that because the states gave up their international power or sovereignty right to treaty, that the states under the Federation, under the United States corporate structure, are a country in that regard, but in other regards, they're not. And here's the county. I said it's from Blackstone's commentaries. County, one of the civil divisions of a country, for judicial and political purposes. So the states are countries. It's a no-brainer. There's more information than that. And basically, one of the one of the things that was interesting to me, and I had not researched the case or the details of it, but there was a couple German nationals that came over from Germany, and they were responsible for killing or murdering two Arizona people. And we'll call them Arizona nationals because technically they're not. Well, they play this game, this gray area game of the 14, so technically they are, but they're not. Or technically they're not, but they are, if you know what I'm talking about.
See, right, and so the German leadership is talking with who?
The governor of Arizona pleading with them not to execute these people. They didn't go through the United States. So my point for bringing that up is it's all smoke and mirrors. The United States does not exist. It only exists in your mind if you let it. Like, people come over here. I had one of our people that had been studying my work and concepts for a while. He goes, "Well, when let's say I'm from Europe, I don't come to the United States. I come to Arizona or Texas. I come to those countries.
Right?
Why would you want a passport from the United States when they give you a United States passport? That's acquiescing to the system. And yes, we." Can't travel without passports. And there's a lot of people out there that say, oh, I got a passport without a Social Security number, but they're still collecting Social Security and all these other things. Well, they're part of the world system. They're right. Not free. They're not sovereign.
The General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs, I believe it is, says that every person in the world has to have a Social Security number.
Yeah, great.
And isn't the IMF defined as the Treasury of the United States in law?
I believe so, yes.
I was just reading in the media. It's so confusing that the IMF is trying to raise another $600 billion to backstop the European bank failures, but they're being thwarted by the American Federal Reserve. And it seems strange to me. How would the Federal Reserve thwart the Treasury, which runs it, which is the IMF? Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, they're talking out of both sides of their mouth again to be confusing.
Yeah, well, the whole system's set up for the world system. And those who participate, stay silent, are agreeing to it. Simple as that. And they're controlled by it.
And they're responsible for it. I want to remind people that anybody who voted in the last elections or, you know, who's, you know, supporting the Democrats or the Republicans or whoever you're supporting in this insurgent system, you are responsible for the 2 million or so deaths in the last 20 years in Iraq. And you're responsible for the, you know, the deaths of the American soldiers that we sent over there under completely false pretenses to, you know, I don't know what we're there for, to be honest with you. And, of course, now they're telling us all the troops are out. But, of course, you've got thousands of mercenaries there in your billion-dollar embassy. You know, it's just, you know, and then you get these, you know, support the troops. Oh, you got to support the troops. Why wouldn't you support the troops? Well, because they're in an illegal war that was sanctioned by the United Nations that never declared by the U.S., you know, it's clear that it's an unconstitutional war. It's never been declared. It's clear that you have an unconstitutional government because they're not allowed to have a standing army for more than 2 years.
They've been occupying
Japan since 45 and Germany since 45. And, you know, it's clear that, you know, somebody else is running this country.
Wouldn't be the Pope, would it? The Vatican.
That's the United Nations, whoever they are. I mean, you know, you can see now we're in a war against Iran. You know, yesterday I saw the Japanese minister is trying to figure out what they're going to do, where they're going to get their oil from, because the government, U.S. government's pressuring them not to buy oil from Iran. I mean, you can see this is exactly the way the Second World War started, with sanctions against Japan.
Yeah. And that's all controlled by a group of secret people. Anyone that thinks the United States is sovereign in that respect of not being controlled by some secret faction has got rocks in their head.
Well, I watched.
But there is an Easter Bunny, so.
I watched parts of the South Carolina debate, and I got a kick out of Ron Paul. He said, I'm going to cut $1 trillion out of the budget my first year, and that's being conservative. And they're like, Where's all the money going to come from? He goes, well, out of the military budget. Bring all those troops home. I'm going to stop subsidizing Japan. I'm going to stop subsidizing Germany. You know, and I'm just sitting there going, you know, if only it were so, Ron, you know. And, you know, it's so funny that, you know, he's so powerful. He gets the biggest cheers at anything that's said at any of these debates. And yet the mainstream media just, it's like he's not even there. They don't even talk about him.
Well, you know, it's all controlled. Anyone that watches the news and expects any
the power of these corporations
got rocks in their head also
to write the news. Well, and that's my whole point about, you know, these people. You know, oh, you got to vote them out of office. Well, you can only vote for the ones that they put in the running. You know what I mean? You can only vote for one of their candidates who passes their muster, who will do what they say. And so doesn't matter who you vote for. The only candidates in, oh, vote them all out. Oh, you got to vote somebody in. Doesn't matter who you vote in. They're all going to, you know, it's all a behind-the-scenes network of people running the show anyhow, a small group of financiers. I mean, it's just amazing to me how they can keep this system going. It's just mind-blowing.
They always get their people in there anyway. There's a guy in Dubuque, Iowa, that my friend complains about sustainable development, which is all part and parcel to Agenda 21.
Agenda 21.
That's all.
You know that. Well, we've got to go back to break. Here, we'll have another word from our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And I've been visiting with my guest here, Mr. L.B. Bork, author of The Red Amendment. And I want to make it clear to everybody that I don't make any money. I don't get paid in any way, shape, fashion, form for telling people about the People's Awareness Coalition. I'm of the opinion, and I think, LB, you'll agree with me, that it's the only remedy that they've given us. It's the only way out of the gate off the plantation is to not participate in their political body. And
you can't take their benefits either.
Yeah, you can't participate in their political organization, and you can't take their benefits, and you have to formally step out. You have to write it down. You have to be able to go in court and show the judge in writing that you're not a citizen. You can't just claim it in court. Right. With that said, I've got a list of callers holding here. Why don't we take a caller, LB, and see what's on their mind? Dean in New York, I think you've been holding for a long time. Hi, Dean. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Very interesting conversation. I had a couple questions. I don't know if you guys had already moved on from international law.
No, go ahead.
Well, as LB was saying, I could just put my research in here. It's basically international law was the law of nations. I guess the Latin term is jus gentium. And that was basically created like in the 19th century. And when most people think of international law. It was basically started with a Geneva, what's called the Geneva Convention and the Hague Convention. And normally people think of the Geneva Convention, we all think about World War II. Actually, the first Geneva Convention was in 1864, and that related to the condition of the wounded and sick in the armed forces. And then they had a Hague Convention in 1899. So there was, what I'm saying is there's a succession of Hague and Geneva Conventions, which kind of formed the body of the international law. And right now we're all, you know, presently. And then also what it relates to is because if you just talk about international law, well, you also have to say that how it kind of in lock and key with the UCC, because it works in conjunction with the Uniform Law. I mean, one more or less supports the other, and that's our standing. Okay, so if I can ask a question and make it relevant to the Red Amendment, once you go through the process of declaring yourself a state national, how would you be treated under, because we're being treated under international law, it would offer you no protection from the current law, the NDAA law. What protection would it offer? In other words, how would you be dealt with under international law as a state national, would be my question. Thank you.
Okay. Well, they have to recognize the status. I mean, Congress set it up. The UN even had the Declaration of Human Rights, which, you know, I don't agree with some of the information in that document or what it stands for. It's a socialist document. Everything they do is socialist based. I mean, where the government takes care of you, be it the world government or local state governments. And they have to leave you a way out because this whole thing, they set it up cleverly. That's why they put the amendments in place, the involuntary servitude, which Phil mentioned the Obamacare is. But people are, to be part of the reindeer games, and they don't want to have a red nose. They're playing along. And, the peer pressure thing is what keeps everyone in.
And it's my understanding that the government owes protection to all citizens of all the states and all residents of the states. So whether you're a citizen of the state or a resident of the state or a state national, by law, the government owes you the same protection. That means that even if you're a foreigner from Africa and you're here or wherever, it doesn't matter where you're from. If you're here and you're resident in one of these states, the government owes you the same protection as all the other citizens.
Yes. So
that's my understanding.
That's true. And, what we're doing is there's a lot of people that want to become stateless. Well, ultimately we have dominion over these territories known as the states. So it's kind of ridiculous to expatriate outside the United States.
I think what you're trying to say is if you had 1% of the 300 million people in America who had joined the state national society and who had regained their de jure status, with 3 million people, you could very easily challenge the insurgents in a court of law because they're not doing it the right way. They don't have legal standing.
No, like Tom Woods out there saying you don't look at that, which I don't trust that guy. Matter of fact, I saw some searches on our website that people are looking for terms on him being a scam or a fraud. So that's interesting because I determined he was a long time ago.
Remember too, the courts have made it so they can't determine any political question. And so anytime this constitutional stuff comes up in court, they can't determine that. They have to look the other way.
Right.
See, that's a political
participation
question. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. It's a matter of political participation in their system. As you can hear, we've got to go for another message. When we come back, we're going to take more questions from more people out there. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I want to thank our caller Dean in New York for his questions on international law. Dean, I hope LB and I gave you some kind of answer for your question. I also want to say that, you know, LB, you've mentioned on many occasions that the 14th Amendment is actually private international law.
Yes, it's the you have to agree to it because it's basically grounded in treaty law. The United States government has to operate on agreements. Each state is a nation, and they've entered into this agreement. So anything that transpires with the United States, everything in that Constitution is private law. Everything. You have to agree to it, or the states do. And that's why we have notmygovernment.us. The fundamental principle there is it wasn't made to house citizens. It doesn't have citizens. It wasn't supposed to. It's not our government. The states are our government. The states, that government is the states' governments. And collectively, supposedly, we're, the United States is our government. But as we discussed last hour, this whole thing's been a scam since day one, and it's made to, the original Constitution was to handle the bankruptcy or the insolvency of the United States.
Well, Ben Franklin knew it up front when he came out of the meetings and the woman asked him, so what have you given us? And he said, a republic if you can keep it. And he knew that they were going to steal it away and substitute their look-alike legislative democracy for it. Even back then when they were, you know, writing the original and signing the original Constitution, you know, It was just a way to appease people in the meantime.
Well, I believe that.
Of course, you know, they progressively have stolen more and more. We're running short on time. With that said, I'm going to take our next caller, Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, what's going on today?
Good morning, Phil Paz, Derek, and Mr. L.B. Bork. Most interesting discussions this morning. It would seem that part of what your substance is, L.B., is that the Congress adjourning same day and never able to assimilate a full constitutional majority, according to the appointments of the Constitution, was never able to amass the numbers necessary to lawfully pass these acts, except by transmutation or usurpation, by supplanting the lawfully appointed and elected officers of the state with military officials sitting in the capacity of their lawfully elected state representatives.
Yes, well, that's all part and parcel of it. But the unfortunate part, people are participating. That's why I refer to these people in government as insurgents, because insurgents, under definition of Webster, Noah Webster, was people that don't follow some of the laws of their country. And as we know, the southern states, the governments were removed physically by the military, like you brought up. So the foundational principles of the 14th Amendment being lawful are out the door in that respect. So these people aren't following the law. They're not following the Constitution for the most in most respects. They don't have to, because everyone participating is under private law, and they're agreeing to this thing. So
the second clause of the 14th Amendment incorporate that adhesion contract where they negatively law presume that you tacitly, by voting, are now considered to be in revolt and in rebellion against your lawful de jure state government. Therefore, you are a revolutionary and in treason against that lawful state government?
And that's what I determine it says, and Grammarian said the same thing.
That's how I read it. The right to vote is denied except for participation in rebellion.
Yes, and when you vote to install corporate governances in lieu of your lawful de jure state governments, you are thereby committing treason against your lawful de jure state governments, if I get it right.
Prison of treason, that's correct.
Minimum sedition. Everyone's in sedition. And, you know, that's how they can, you know, the Trading of the with the Enemy Act. These guys have it both ways. You know, they're playing two sides of the coin, which is Satan, as we know, does that. So this whole government's satanic.
Well, these are absolutely Talmudic schemes. Most of the law derives from the Talmud, and the words in law and the trickeries in law.
Sure.
And law is there by design from the Talmud. That's their whole plan, predicated upon greed.
Well, you know, as I noted at the beginning of the discussion, you know, with Publius Hilda's commentary, that, you know, our country was based on Judeo-Christian morality and not the Talmud.
Well, in fact, Christianity, the Holy Roman Catholic Vulgate Universal Christos Synagogue of Satan Church, and Christianity, which was particularly fabricated by Flavius Constantinus, all emanated from the pagan mystery cults of the East, including Talmudism, and Constantinus himself was, in fact, a Nimrod and Astaroth Matroth worshiper, Apollo, and the other pagan gods of the pantheon of gods that were incorporated in his large arch that are commemorated in his existence as Flavius Augustus Constantinus.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, goes back to the Vatican.
Well, they don't call Satan the great deceiver for nothing, because he has, in fact, been very artful in his deceptions of the masses of the world.
Well, I've always understood that the universal, the UCC, the Uniform Commercial Code, draws its power from the Universal Catholic Church.
Well, I presume the UCC to be the Universal Canaanite Communist Code.
I like that.
It seems to be apropos when you find all the treachery of the Talmud incorporated within those purported codes.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are on point. I could talk about your international perspectives, although they all emanate from Rockefeller and the Rothschild clan who incorporated it in the World Court and the International World Court for Settlements and the Hague and all these different purported globalist agenda-oriented facilities that have incorporated ICLEI and Agenda 21 and eugenics and technocracy and the silent weapons for quiet wars. And
the list goes on, right?
It's an absolute insidious, very, very clever, although the great deceiver has never been accused of being stupid, he is a very artful, clever schemer.
Well, it's all based around the same thing, and that is debt is currency.
And
as soon as you get the slaves to accept that you can print debt and give it to them to pay back, knowing that they can never pay it back, then every time a crisis occurs, you can remake the rules.
Money for nothing and your slaves for free.
You got it, baby. Well, the way I look at it, Dean, is that every year we buy, we create 40% of the budget of the United States, $1.4 trillion this year, with a stroke of a pen. So then whatever the government's paying for, they get 40% of the product for free, because 40% of their budget, they just create that money out of thin air, you see. Then whoever gets the money, they buy the money back from them with a bond that, 30-year bond now pays 3% interest, but they devalue the currency 10% a year, so they steal 7% of your purchasing power back with what they pay you back with every year. And so at the end of 30 years, they've stolen back, 80-90% of what it costs for their goods. So by the virtue of being the reserve currency of the world, you have the ability to steal product from everybody alike all around the world, all the time.
I would suggest that those who are curious about what you're speaking about and what we're speaking about might look to their state constitutions, in particular the very fronts of them, in the preambles and ordinances, usually within the first couple of paragraphs of the whole document, where they absolutely subject every citizen in their purportedly sovereign state, cede their sovereignty to the federal government, and make you all slaves to the federal government by absolutely bequeathing all of your sovereignty and your interest and fidelity to the federal government, which is not federal, and there's nothing in the reserve, and it's a mere fabricated existence of corporatism, corporatocracy.
Yeah, it's a wonderful system, isn't it? Steals everything all the time.
What a country, they cry.
Well, you got to remember, you're the richest country in the world.
Yeah.
Well, we used to be.
You have the highest standard of living in the world. You're the richest country in the world. You should take care of everyone else, don't you think so?
Well, I don't think that's quite correct. I do think we should provide opportunities for people to take care of themselves. Individualism as opposed to collectivism or communism, I think, is a far superior idea.
No, we don't want anybody to be able to take care of themselves. That doesn't make them dependent on us.
See,
we can take away all property from everyone so that nobody can own anything and they're always dependent on us for everything, then and only then will we have the kind of power that we're talking about wanting as government.
Well, I'm pleased that we still have enough liberty to talk freely on RBN, although I'm sure every syllable is being recorded ad infinitum for future prosecutions and whisking away to foreign prisons, just like in the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, Gitmo was in there, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Calling us away to foreign nations to be prosecuted by the king and their agents.
Oh, I love it. I love the way that, after the Civil War, certain, amendments, the 13th comes to mind, just disappeared, even though it had been properly ratified by a majority of the states, a quarter of the states. And then, of course, you get the 13th, 14th, and 15th that never got ratified. In fact, they got, passed over on.
Well, the king's esquires had to make it convenient for them to practice their black arts here in America so they could destroy the country and take it over and take care of all their serfs in a very efficient manner.
And the easiest way to, you know, make their slaves, you know, do their bidding for them is to make them believe that they weren't slaves at all.
Create the mere appearance of freedom, the color of freedom, the delusion of freedom.
If we put the bars far enough away that you can't see them, you won't think they're there.
The panopticon.
We just got to give you enough room to hang yourself. We'll write enough laws that no matter what you do, we'll be able to find something that's illegal.
Well, they've already created the indefensible position by the NDA and the NSA and the national security aspects, whereby they can bring a claim and a charge against you, but you can't see the indictment, you can't see the charge, you can't defend against the charge because you can't represent yourself, you can't get an attorney, you can't get a jury, you just whisk away and you have no defense. The indefensible. The lawyer's dream.
Gotta love it. And of course, you know, you can't prosecute the wrongdoing of any elected official or, you know, any member of the bar.
That's the golden rule.
Now, just so people understand, we have had successes, and our people that are doing it correctly are left alone. So I think as long as they keep people deceived, we're pretty safe.
Well, I'm going to give someone else a great time, but thanks for letting me share with you guys this morning. I feel blessed to have done so.
Well, and we appreciate somebody who has the kind of knowledge that apparently you have here in how they manage to do all these things.
Well, someone gets it.
Yeah, you know, it's good to hear other people that get it, but there's, you know, so few of them, and you know, most of them have some understanding, or they get about half of it, and then, you know, this disinformation, you know, squirrels back in, and you know, they're confused by the minutia and the disinformation. Well, we're almost out of hour here. Let's go ahead and take our next caller, Liz in the Ozarks. Hi, Liz. How are you today?
Hi. I hear that you said you were leaving the show, which is sad because it's one of my favorites, but I want to thank Dean, who is just on, amen to everything he said, because he's right on target. And I wanted to give you maybe this little thought process to help you with, you just seems like you're discouraged that maybe people don't get it, but I thought about asking a person who's overweight to push a wheelbarrow up my driveway, which is the incline, and put some rocks in there when they're halfway through and says, what's the matter? Can't you push it up the hill? And they're saying no, and they get mad. To ask somebody to use their brain, to exercise their brain and to think and look at things and read and educate themselves, I thought of that too, that most people don't exercise their brains. They hardly did it in high school. Why would they do it after? Then I went to the next step about asking people to have faith and trust that things will work out the best, and they will look at you cockeyed, and they don't understand, because you have to practice faith. You have to practice learning and thinking, and you have to practice being healthy. These aren't things that are, you know, if you let them go, they will become mushy, I guess is the word. And so I wanted to let you know that because you have planted this seed, and you and LB have done a lot of work, and I've listened every Saturday, and I never lived in the system, so I don't need to get out of it, because I never had a credit card. I've never had a personal checking account. I never belonged to an organization. I never signed my name to any contract. I've never asked for a dole out from the government. So I never had to work hard to get out of it, like, you know, addiction or something that you were dependent on. But I do understand when you plant the seed, which you guys have done, you may not see your ripple effect, but when this whole thing comes to head, and it will, because it cannot, your seeds will grow. Somebody will say, hey, I heard this program. This is a better way to do it. This is, how we have to do it this time. What you're doing now will not go unnoticed. And if we plant seeds and allow the elements to grow them and nurture them, and then God can increase it at the right time. What I'm trying to say is people aren't ready for what you're teaching right now.
And I think you're right, and I think that people aren't going to be ready until everyone's ox is gored. And my time frame on that is about 4 years, about October, November 2015, January 2016. Right. In that time frame, we're going to see, you know, a collapse of the dollar, and everyone's ox is going to be gored. And then people, and only then will people look for some other alternative to this government. Most people are indoctrinated, and most people will turn back to the government and ask them to solve the problem that they've created. I hear the music there. I think that means we have to go for another break and another word from our sponsors. We'll be back right after these messages.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, RBN listeners, by now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
Every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I want to remind everyone to stay tuned at the noon hour for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited. We're visiting with our caller, Liz, and with Mr. L.B. Bork. Liz, you got anything else for us?
Well, L.B. made a comment about the Papal See in the Vatican, and so did your last caller, Dean. And I was wondering if he ever saw... Walter Veith. I know a lot of people badmouth him, but he had a series called Total Onslaught.
Yeah, we're gonna be putting that on the PAC site. We're reorganizing the the uh-huh. PAC web portal. So that is going to be one of the things we feature. Maybe. Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah, that's pretty. It's pretty clear. I mean, if you can't use your brain and look at that and understand where all this has stemmed from, like your last caller talked about, and don't give up, because I think I regrow my seeds and I put them in water, and the ones that float on the top I have to take off and get rid of, because they have no life left in them. They're not going to reproduce. They're not have no good to them whatsoever. And there's going to be a time we have to skim that top off, and that includes people. And that's just the way it's going to be. Yeah. And the ones that still have that rooted themselves in faith, that what they have to offer will still live and go on. That's what you guys are doing. So don't give up, Phil.
I'm not giving up. It's just a matter of I have to have time to prepare myself for, you know, to do the things and I'm a little discouraged that more
voice.
People aren't listening, and that you know, people don't consider this to be a rational solution. Until your ox is gored, you're not going to think that this is doable.
I don't think the ox and gored people will get it either. So it's actually going to have to be a skimming off the top and recultivate and have a whole new.
I'm of the belief that the Mayan prophecy of 2012 is that there's a new technological revolution, and that this is a personal technology. And my hope is that, you know, people rediscover an understanding of freedom and liberty.
The true, like, you know, Ron Paul, he isn't perfect 100%, but he has planted a lot of seeds. He may not see what he wants to see in his lifetime, but he probably knows that. But I'm not saying he's the hero or anything, but he has planted some good seeds. But we just have to be patient and know and do everything we do in faith, that what I do here, what I'm doing in the Ozarks, will not go unheeded, because it won't. Nobody listens to me.
What I say about Ron Paul is that Ron Paul is the champion of the Constitution. And our Constitution badly needs a champion right now, and that I wish him the best, but frankly, right. I don't think he goes far enough. People
right.
have pointed out to me that I shouldn't not support him because he doesn't go far enough, that it's a, you know, it's a politically derived decision that he can't go as far as he'd like to.
The reason I listen to is you have the same fault I have. We can see ahead. We can see what it could possibly be like. And you can't do the things now what you know it can be like. You can't contribute to what you, a little bit. I love you. Take care. And I'm sorry I'll miss you. Bye-bye, LB.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited. That's all today for Positively Unconstitutional.